from Psalms 25. Unto you, O Lord, do I bring my life. O my Lord and my God, I trust and lean on you entirely. Let me not be put to shame, or my hope in you ever be disappointed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yes, let none who trust and wait hopefully and look for you be put to shame or ever be disappointed. But let them be ashamed who forsake what is right or deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and faithfulness, and teach me. For you are the God of my increasing salvation. For you only and altogether do I wait all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercy and loving kindness, for they have ever been from old. Remember not the sins and lapses and frailties of my youth or my transgressions, but see me, Holy Father, through the complete redemption of your Son. According to your mercy and steadfast love, remember me. Yes, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will instruct sinners in his way. He leads the humble in what is right, and the humble he teaches his way. All the Lord's paths are mercy and steadfast love. His truth and faithfulness are for those who keep his covenant. Thank you, Lord, that for your name's sake, through Jesus, you have pardoned all of my iniquity and guilt. Who is the one who reverently fears and worships the Lord? This one shall the Lord teach and show his ways. They shall dwell in peace, leaving an inheritance of peace. The secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship of the Lord have they who fear, revere, and worship him. And he will show to them his covenant and reveal to them its deep inner meaning. My eyes are ever towards the Lord. Keep me, O Lord, and deliver me. Thank you that you will not let me be ashamed or disappointed, for my trust and my refuge are in you, O Lord, our mighty Redeemer and eternal glorious King. We bless your holy name.